We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Hello, everybody. Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes on this Friday. A lot of you getting ready to celebrate Independence Day. Long weekend, and we want to be right there with you. Our phone number, 844-747-8868. One of my favorite holidays as we celebrate our founding and the American exceptionalism that started this country and the American exceptionalism that we hope will continue for many, many years to come. Todd is taking a relaxing day off. He'll be back next week, and hopefully he's enjoying some of this fine weather outside our flagship station, KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. It is sunny, it is warm, and I know a lot of you are going to be on the road. Thank you for going along with us. We are just so grateful that you are with us today, and we are at the weekend. We're at the point where folks will be celebrating our freedom. We are a shining light on the hill. We are the place where everyone else turns with envy and says, we want to be like them. We wish we had those freedoms. But folks, I come to you today, even with a full heart and so proud to be an American, I come to you today with concerns that here we are on the very weekend where we celebrate Independence Day, yet it is leftist policies that are taking away some of our freedoms to enjoy the founding of our country and the beauty that is the United States of America. And there are two things, of many things that we can be so proud about in our country. One is our military. And also our freedom to just get out and explore the abundance, the embarrassment of riches that God has given us across these 50 states. And both of them are being limited thanks to leftist policies. It all goes back, believe it or not, to the vaccine mandate, which is disrupting the Independence Day holiday for many Americans. And at the same time, we're sitting here watching for breaking news because the left, while they are not liberty lovers, they're just rubbing their hands together and licking their lips because any given moment now, the military's vaccine mandate, which has elapsed, gives them now the authority to boot up to 60,000 of our National Guardsmen and our reservists for those that refuse to take the jab. And you spread that out over 50 states, you're looking at around 1,000, slightly more than 1,000 per state, if you're to average it out. Here in Tennessee, we've got between 800 and 900 that are enlisted in serving our country. And they work their regular jobs, and then they serve their time in the military, giving a little bit back, knowing at a moment's notice they could be called into action over bad weather, another natural disaster, could be a forest fire, or it could be BLM or Antifa rioting and a loss of control where a governor would have to call in help from the National Guard and the reserves to restore order. These are people that are willing on a moment's notice to give their lives, to give up their safety for us. And what thanks do they get for their willingness to expose themselves to the risk of bullets and bombs? Well, simply because they won't expose themselves to a jab, the Pentagon has now set them up to be dismissed. And it could come as early as today. It could come at any moment. They could dump 60,000 from our military, which is already being reimagined and being reconfigured and being neutered and emasculated over various policies from the Biden administration. Glenn Youngkin in Virginia sent a letter a few days ago asking the Pentagon to at least delay, if not abolish, this vaccine mandate. Yes, the same jab in the arm, which has not stopped Anthony Fauci from getting COVID twice in the last month. Thank goodness he had the jabs, though. Otherwise, it could have been worse, right, everybody? Wink, wink. So we're watching the military, and they could get gutted at any moment because of the stand that they have taken personally. And the more that we see the damage reports from the VAERS incidence reports of adverse effects, we see more and more of our healthiest young Americans are getting sick and even dropping dead because of side effects of the vaccine. And these are our healthiest, bravest people that did not want to put themselves in harm's way of a vaccine that was rushed to the market and still being used under emergency use authorization. Oh, yeah, there's still that, folks. It's still under emergency use. You combine that, Grace? Grace Baker with me today, my good friend, Grace Baker.
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
It's going okay, but I'm on a bit of a roll here.
I've got my popcorn sitting back.
Independence Day weekend, and here we are. The fighting people that helped make our country possible, our military, they are exposed of getting gutted this weekend because of the leftist policies. And our freedom to explore the beauty that is America, wherever you want to go, wherever you want to fly off to, well, because of another vaccine mandate that our government handed down, the heavy-handedness, many of the pilots are gone and have not come back. And now if you look at the statistics, Grace, it looks like we've had some big winter storm because of all the cancellations and all of the delays. But all it is Biden's policies coming back to bite us in the rudder.
Yeah, Tim. I mean, it's just now lunchtime and we've already got over 17,000 delays nationwide. And yesterday we had about 26,000. So it looks like we are definitely on track to meet that or surpass that.
You take that, which is bad enough, but then you throw on top of that over 2,100 cancellations today of flights, and people who may have booked months in advance for a flight to go see family, maybe have a special family reunion, or just a getaway to decompress from all the nonsense, may show up at the airport, and there may be a plane sitting there, but it may have been stuck all day there because there's not enough folks to fly the thing.
I mean, I never even considered getting flight insurance in the past, but now I might just do that next time I travel because this has been a reoccurring theme the past couple of years.
Oh, my aunt is a travel agent and she books most everything for me. She will not let me go on a trip without some sort of trip insurance.
Wow.
Now.
Yeah.
And it's worth every penny. Well, you know, not only because of the medical aspect, but because of the cancellations. And hey, if the baggage folks are shorthanded, you may lose your baggage.
That too.
Too. But we are at the time of year where we should be celebrating all coming together, and whatever our differences, we should be saying, you know what, thank God we are in America because we can have our differences, and that is something that we can celebrate because we are not one party, we are one people. But we have become so divided, so ideological now, that the left takes joy in being able to really just dice up, slice out a good chunk of our military through the National Guard and the reservists just because they didn't get the jab. And because of these vaccine mandates, which, by the way, we're all in this together and it's to help keep you safe. Well, guess what? The vaccine mandate's going to help keep you grounded as well because these flight numbers continue to rise. Over 2,100 cancellations today, over 17,000 delays. At a time when we should be celebrating our freedom, it's the lack of freedom that is keeping us from celebrating that. It's not the weather. It's not unforeseen circumstances. It is a series of man-made disasters that is now disrupting our country. Coming up, we got a long way to go today. We've got, did I get the key to the prize closet? I think I've got some giveaways for later today.
Yeah, we've got some great stuff. We've got the Todd Starnes, his books, and you've got the key, which I don't know why they let you have the key, but I guess they trust you, okay.
Let is kind of a loose term. let's just say I'm in possession.
You're
which is
borrowing it.
Which is 9/10 of the law, according to the Supreme Court. It's Tim in for Todd, 844-747-8868.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Welcome back, Tim Van Horn, and for Todd Starnes, 844-747-8868. Independence Day weekend, and this is when we rally around America, and we rally around the dinner table, we rally around the grill, and get together and enjoy, and it is in a way a day of Thanksgiving, because without our founding fathers and having that bold step of stepping away from tyranny, we wouldn't be here where we are today. And we are a fight. We're in the midst of a fight for that freedom. 844-747-8868. And we are truly blessed to be in a unique situation in the United States, because as we look around the world, there is so much division within countries. There is so much unilateral leadership in countries, but we're still, I think, in a place where we can fix things in our country. There's a lot wrong with our country. We are not perfect. And if you'll remember, our founding fathers wanted a more perfect union. Whether we ever become perfect or not, that remains to be seen. But I would say, if you were to classify me, Grace, I would consider myself a 39%er.
Yes. I think you would definitely be that. You're very patriotic.
And what I'm referring to is a recent Fox News Channel poll that says only 39% of Americans say they are proud of the country today. That's a little bit more than one in three. And to give you some context on how steep of a slide we're talking about, even in 2017, just 5 years ago, that number, 51% of them, back in 2017, a majority of Americans were proud to be American. And now that number has dipped under 40%. It seems like it almost mirrors the popularity rate of Joe Biden.
Yes, it does. And that's pretty staggering of a drop. And I would love to know then, this would be going more into the weeds about it, but just to know how much it's dropped in the past 2 years since Biden has taken office. That's what I'm curious about. When did it start? Did it start during the pandemic? Did it start before then? When was like the big drop in the chart?
If I were a betting man, I would think it would be much like a lot of in-ground pools, that it starts with a shallow drop down, and then all of a sudden, boom, there's the deep end.
Yeah.
There's the steep drop off. And I have to give credit to the liberal left, because they've had about a 3 or 4 decade head start, maybe 50-year head start on the rest of America when it comes to hating America. It's been a long time.
They were ahead of the trend.
It's been one, if not two, generations of indoctrination in schools. And thank goodness, during the pandemic, parents started paying attention and looking over their kids' shoulders like, what exactly are you teaching my kids? And I think there has been a bit of an awakening. But I totally understand this number because there's so many people that have been taught and to accept that our best days are behind us. Barack Obama used to preach this all the time.
Yes.
And I know you're waiting for an impersonation, but I can't do it in the first hour. I'm not feeling the mojo for that yet.
Dang it.
Not feeling it. I want to do it.
He was supposed to be like our unifying president, but man, there was about 5 seconds of that. I think when he was inaugurated, everyone was like, this is a moment. Like, this is a big moment. Because it was a big moment. But then it was like, boom. First of all, he didn't even try to unify anymore. He was just like, okay, that charade's over. Now move on to this.
Mr. If they bring a knife, we bring a gun to the fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then, of course, Joe Biden, the great uniter. I think we can all agree that the man needs some help. I think that's about all that we agree on.
Yes, I agree.
But just, but just 39%. But I think when we get to this poll next year, maybe we see one more year of dip. But I think with an awakening with the mama bears and the papa bears, and I think the scales of Americans, well, it'll fall off of American eyes. I think people will start to see that we truly are a great country because was it Whitesnake? I forget which 80s hair band it was. Maybe it was Poison. You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Okay, I know that song. Yeah. I don't know the band.
I can't remember if it's Whitesnake or Poison. There was long hair. Somebody will call in and tell us. And some blonde on a car or something in the video. Something like
typical.
That. But you don't know what you got until it's gone. And I think more and more Americans are starting to see that. But this is a sad number. 39% of Americans. And that means around in a group of people, 6 out of every 10 aren't very happy.
I have that answer for you, by the way. It's by Cinderella.
I was close.
What flip is that?
It's a hair band.
Yeah, she's got big hair in the video.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a little bit of preview of trivia for the day. We're going to do 4th of July trivia, but you know.
We're not going to do 80s rock trivia, though.
That's always a fun topic, though. Yeah. I always like learning about 80s music.
Yeah, it's fun because that music was so crazy and diverse, and plus low technology videos back in the day.
Oh, man, so best.
The things they had to do to entertain us.
They tried.
Back in the 80s, and we loved it.
Because it was like, wow, we've never seen anything. So this is great. It's better than nothing. You don't want to know what you got.
We were happy with playground equipment that didn't have foam padding at the bottom.
This is
true. We dealt with it.
We lived on the edge.
We had metal slides that would give you second degree burns if you wore shorts. That's the way we rolled that way. Only 39% of Americans say they are proud of the country today. This is according to a Fox News poll. Are you proud to be an American? And why are you proud to be an American? Call us. We want to know why you're proud to be an American on this Independence Day weekend. We definitely want to hear from you. 844-747-8868. And Grace, I do believe that there is some redemption. I really do. I am the eternal,
I'm a hopeful person.
I am the eternal optimist. I know that we're bracing for a red wave in November. But we also have to make sure in that wave there are some conservative water drops in that red wave.
It's true.
And not just a general wave.
True.
And with the pushback toward the center, I think we'll see that number rise, and I think there will be some great things. But right now, people are paying on average 17% more overall for a cookout. You're seeing gas prices, of course, more than double than last year. And I know locally, and probably with your utilities as well where you live, we're on the Tennessee Valley Authority near our flagship station, but I'm sure you as well where you live, you're going to see significant increases this summer. We were just told here in the Memphis, Tennessee area to brace for an increase in utility bills of 20 to 40%. So not only does it cost more to get to the store, then good luck finding things on the shelves and then getting back home, and it's going to cost you 20 to 40% more just to store your perishable items to keep them from getting spoiled. There's a lot to be worried about in our country, but does that mean we have to get rid of our pride? I don't think so, but only 39% of Americans say they are proud to be Americans. This according to a Fox News poll. Are you proud to be an American? Call us at the Todd Starn Show, 844-747-8868. We want to know if you are proud to be an American and why you're proud to be an American. Let's uplift some of our good friends all across radio land and show some patriotic spirit today. I think it's a great day to do that. We're heading into the weekend. Let's get it jump-started with that. Coming up, we got our good friend Steve Dace. He's going to join us, 844-747-8868. All my proud Americans, give us a call. It's Tim Van Horn in for Todd.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why? It's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
Welcome back. Look at Philip getting in good graces with Grace Baker with the Doobie Brothers there. Look at that. Look at that. He's going to get promoted in no time. That's how you do it, Philip. You play the music Grace likes, and then the grace of Grace smiles upon you. 844-747-8868. I am Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes. Only 39% of Americans, according to a recent Fox News Channel poll, say they are proud of the country today. Are you proud to be an American? And if so, why? 844-747-8868. Pat in Moorhead City, North Carolina on the talk station. Good afternoon, Pat. Thanks for calling the Todd Starnes Show. Hey!
Hey, Tim. I am so proud to be an American. I love my country. I am a Caucasian Christian senior citizen, Republican, and I'm proud of it. And I believe we're going to take our country back. I don't believe we're going down. I think good will prevail. And I am so excited about the 4th of July. We are still the freest nation in the world. I have been all over the world, and I always kiss the ground when I get back. So anyway, have a happy 4th of July.
Hey, thank you,
be
Pat.
Safe.
Hey, by the way, Pat, before you go, what will be your favorite thing to eat over the holiday?
Oh, you know, I'm trying to think about that. I'm here at our Lidl store, and I might get a burger or a hot dog. You just have to have a burger and a hot dog on the 4th of July. And potato salad, homemade potato salad.
Absolutely. You know what? On the holidays, you just got to go for it, don't you, Pat? God bless you. Thank you so much. Matt, also listening in on the talk station. Matt, good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Mr. Van Horn, Tim Van Horn. Great job filling in for Todd.
Well, thank you, brother.
I'm going to have to echo Pat from Moorhead City, who's about 150 miles from me by car. I'm told Grace I'm proud to be a red-blooded Republican gun-toting Todd Starnes fan, and now a Tim Van Horn fan, too.
And I'm a gun-toting Todd Starnes fan myself as well. Hashtag pew, pew. I love going to the gun range, my man.
All right, bud.
All right. Well, hey, you know what? And God bless America, and God bless those that are sticking up for our Second Amendment rights, because I know they've been under duress lately. And be sure, if you get an opportunity, to drop an email to your legislators who have been pushing back against all this nonsense that they are trying to pull over our eyes in Congress.
And vote Republican, no matter what.
Yeah, that is usually a very good strategy for sure, Matt. Thanks for taking time to call, and thank you for the encouragement. God bless you. Have a great weekend. All right, we are going to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and always great. It's one of the things that I love when I fill in for Todd. Grace knows I love this next guest, and always great to have him back on. He's a repeat offender when I guest host, and wonderful author Steve Dace joins us again. Steve, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm well, brother. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, other than the fact that that the government is trying to cut tens of thousands out of our military roles, and the fact that there's tens of thousands of flight delays out there, it's a wonderful, fantastic 4th of July weekend.
It's just a miracle.
Yeah.
You know, what is causing these things? There is absolutely no known cause. It's kind of fascinating. Excess deaths just began to escalate again last April. We don't know why. The fertility rates began to drop even further again last April. We don't really know why. It's just it's a mystery covered in a puzzle wrapped inside of an enigma, brother. Who knows? We don't know why.
I guess you have to take a shot at it.
You can poke around and look at some of the data if you want, and kind of jab, and you might see what maybe is causing some of these things.
And Steve, I always appreciate it when you inject your opinion into things. So God bless. I guess we better quit the pun game and maybe talk about some of Biden's policies in general. Of course, we've touched on the military, and they could be eviscerated in massive numbers. And of course, with all the flight delays and the problems around the country, but that's just the beginning. Now, Supreme Court has handed a victory this week to the Biden administration on Remain in Mexico.
So, and if we're being brutally honest, and I don't know another method, that's just how I roll. The bar is really low. That being said, this was the most constitutional affirming Supreme Court session I can ever remember. Granted, we have worn the Constitution down to the flipping nub.
Yeah.
Okay. But this was the best one that I can remember. The one win that Joe Biden got out of this entire session, well, the two that he got out of this entire session, one happened earlier this year. And you've referenced it already, the upholding of the jab mandate, for the military. And you're watching them now. They're going to attempt to purge tens of thousands of members because this violates the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It is not a fully authorized FDA vaccine. The version that was fully authorized is not what is available at all in the United States, is not what is being offered to our enlistees. And so this is in clear violation of the UCMJ. They know that, and they don't care. This is an attempt to purge the military of people who will not. This isn't about health. This is about compliance. They're using this as a litmus test to see who will go all the way, meaning, against their own countrymen, who will follow orders all the way to the nth degree. That's what's going on here. And those who would be the most inclined to say, I obey God and not man. I took an oath to the Constitution not to violate the constitutional rights of my countrymen. Those are the ones most likely to not comply with this. And those are the ones, not coincidentally, that they're going to try to purge. The other win that they gave them, you mentioned it as well, was on open borders yesterday. I've seen some technocratic analysis of this, that it's really about, does another president really have the power to override a former president's executive orders? And given, the likelihood of Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis will be president again in 2.5 years, don't you want that precedent that they could override Biden? And I guess I understand that, but there is a history here with Roberts going back to the Arizona situation a decade ago of being very soft on immigration and open borders. And the situation has just deteriorated to just a flat out invasion down at the southern border now. So those were the only two wins. But here's the thing that they signify, that ultimately what this is really about. And on the on the Democratic side, they don't care that it's an election year. There will be no attempt to moderate. There will be no attempt to obfuscate. Bill Clinton's not calling Dick Morrison this time to help me triangulate. Not going to do any of that. I mean, they're running openly on the devil in a red unitard with a pitchfork. They're running openly on it, and they don't care. Okay, and because ultimately, what you're watching play out on a grand scale in the natural world is a spiritual battle for dominion and control over the direction of the last really remaining holdout of really global hegemony in the world that isn't based on, Russia is as well, but it's based on the whims of their dictator. That's based on the idea that our rights come from God, that government isn't God, that there's a higher authority in the world than government. We're pretty much all that's left now, and at least all that's left with a real military, Tim. And that's what this is really all about now. It's not about polls or elections. Everything now is about the spirit of the age. How much power can they get over us in order to control us?
And what's morally, what's morally draining out of all of this, Steve, is the fact that it, you know, today, maybe Saturday, Sunday, or maybe they even wait till Monday to start slashing our National Guard and reservists on July 4th. The very people who have sworn to protect the values of the founding of this country, for Democrats, oftentimes it's symbolic, and I could see them doing that at any given time over the next 4 days and just dancing in the streets over continuing to erode our values.
You're dealing with something bigger here than Democrats. You're right. This isn't the timing of this isn't coincidental. This is demonic. This is let's take the rainbow, a symbol of the covenant from God's judgment against the world, but let's take a color out and make it six colors instead of seven. Let's do that. This is the head of the World Economic Forum is literally named Klaus Schwab. Okay, like this is like a Bond villain come to life. All right, none of this stuff is mere coincidence. It's not coincidence they want to do this over July 4th weekend, because this is intentionally nihilistic. This is intentionally deconstructive, because you're dealing with things that are beyond mere politics now. You're talking about stuff that's not even pagan. It's nihilistic. It's demonic.
And we've even got economic council members now going on national TV talking openly about the liberal world order. You're exactly right, Steve. And folks, you'll want to dig in more on his latest book, Do What You Believe or You Won't Be Free to Believe It Much Longer. It's a great read. You can go to our show blog and find out more about the great Steve Day. Steve, thank you for sharing your time. I hope you have a fantastic Independence Day weekend, a good restful holiday. And please don't be a stranger. We'd love to talk to you again very, very soon, sir.
You bet. And same to you and your audience. God bless.
Thank you. There's the great Steve Dace joining us on the Todd Starnes Show. He's proud to be an American, but he and I and Grace and Philip are amongst the minority. Only 39% of Americans, according to a recent Fox News Channel poll, are proud to be an American. I ask you out in the Todd Starnes audience, from sea to shining sea, are you proud to be an American? And why are you proud to be an American? 844-747-8868. Tim Van Horn in for the great Todd Starnes.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome back. Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes. 844-747-8868, broadcasted live from the Liberty University studios. So happy to be here as we kick off Independence Day weekend. Oh yeah, we're gonna rest up, and then we're gonna party down, and we're gonna give thanks for all the great patriots that started this country. Speaking of patriots, now more than ever, it is important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They not only share our beliefs, but they actually do something about it. Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now and use promo code Todd to get free activation and a free gift. Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage and uses the same towers other carriers use. They have plans to fit any budget, along with great discounts for our veterans and first responder heroes, as well as multi-line users. And switching to Patriot Mobile, it's so easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Todd or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. Get your special discount and free premier activation by using promo code Todd. For more details, visit patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. 39% of respondents to a recent Fox News Channel poll say they are proud to be an American. Are you proud to be an American? And if so, why? 844-747-8868. We go out to the great state of Oregon to KYKN and Kathy. Kathy, good morning. Thanks for calling the Todd Starnes Show.
Good morning. I'm very proud to be American and always have been. No, we're not a perfect country, but I think we have a lot more going for us than against us.
I think so, too. And you know the great thing about America, Kathy, is the fact that we have had scourges on our society such as slavery and abortion, and Americans have worked very hard to right wrongs in this country, and we couldn't do it unless our founding fathers set up a constitution where if there was something in there that was bad, that Americans could come together and right those wrongs. I love the fact that
exactly.
We're a more perfect union. So what's on the menu out in Oregon for Independence Day weekend, Kathy?
Well, barbecue. We're going to have beef short ribs.
Ooh.
And it's going to be great.
Oh, that sounds good. You had me at short ribs, Kathy. Thank you so much. God bless and happy Independence Day weekend. Dawn in Moorhead City on The Talk Station. Hello.
Hello. Morning.
I am doing fantastic. I'm proud to be an American. Are you?
Yes, I am. Even though we are having trouble in this country right now, we just have to band together, stand up and say no more, and show everyone that we're serious about our country being a better place. We have to have hope. We have to.
Dawn, it sounds like you're telling me that freedom is worth fighting for.
It is. Look at all the people that have died for our country.
Yes. Amen, sister. Now, this weekend, a lot of people are going to be giving thanks and celebrating. How about you, Dawn? How will you celebrate Independence Day?
We're going to have fried tilapia and fried green tomatoes.
Tilapia and tomatoes. That's a different twist. I love it, Dawn. I love it. Thank you so much, and happy Independence Day weekend. 844-747-8868. A recent Fox News Channel poll says only 39% of Americans are proud to be American. Are you proud to be an American? Give us a call, 844-747-8868. Becky in Hendersonville, North Carolina on WHKP. Good afternoon, Becky.
Yes. And I'm very proud to be an American.
You have a chuckle in your voice there. You sound like you are a happy American.
I am, and I do not believe it's 39%. I believe this administration wants you to think it's 39%, and other people won't call. But we are more than 39%, and I think if people just, maybe this phone call, they'll remember when Trump had the Blue Angels fly over Mount Rushmore. That was a very beautiful, patriotic, and emotional time. And that's what America's all about. There is so much here. And for people to try to put it down, they just want their own way. They are not going to do it. We will not let it happen. We're too strong a nation. And we will come back. We will come back as soon as we can get rid of this administration,
Becky,
and what they're trying to do to it. Yes,
Becky, I'm with you. Yeah. I think anything worth in this country is worth fighting for. I think Americans will show up in November, but it all starts with you and me, Becky. It starts in the primaries, and then it starts with the general elections. And you and I and all of our listeners have to get out there, and we have to tell others to vote, 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 and we have to be the foot soldiers if we're to get this country back on the right track. Want to wish you and your family a happy Independence Day, and we thank you so much, Becky, for that. Webb in Maine on WLOB, we've got about a minute here. Are you proud to be an American?
You bet. And listen, I have something we could do. All these soldiers that are being disenfranchised and thrown out ought to stay organized. They're trained, and we have an army just in case these fools decide to march on the populace.
You know, I'm hoping, Webb, that it would never come to anything like that. I'm hoping that the governors like Glenn Youngkin, who have pressed for this vaccine mandate to either be delayed or abolished, I hope others will back him. I know in Tennessee, our governor, Bill Lee, has been sitting on his hands on this, which is shameful because the state governors are the ones that are the commanders in chief of their respective reservists and their National Guard. We need strong, backboned governors like Glenn Youngkin and others who are taking a stand on this, and hopefully they will stay, because we need our military, because it was on their backs, their blood, that this country was founded. Webb, thank you so much for the call. 844-747-8868. Are you proud to be an American? Give us a call and tell us why. Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hello, America. Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes. Happy Independence Day weekend. It's so great to have you along for the ride. Our phone number, 844-747-8868. Here we are, July 1st, and I've been sitting here just trying to figure out, I don't know, I've had this dilemma of, you know, it's a new month, so what do I change my profile picture to? Because, you know, back in May, it was Pray for Ukraine.
This is
true. And then last month was Pride Month, so the wokesters have not told me what I need to change my social media profile picture to. Do I go back to Ukraine?
It should be red, white, and blue.
Yeah, but that, again, being woke, I don't want to step on toes and offend people with my patriotism. I mean, is there, like, some sort of awareness month, or, you know, maybe I just put a picture of myself. Maybe I just go old school and put an actual picture.
Self-love.
Yeah, maybe something like that. I don't know. But corporations, you have not told us what do we need to do to pander this month. Who are we pandering to?
Maybe. Well, you know, it's funny to see all of these companies that supposedly support, you know, LGBTQ, AARP, or whatever it is now. No. And then it's like the second July rolls around. It's like, okay, you will not hear about them supporting that until May of next year when they start ramping it up.
Yeah,
that's it.
You know, why weren't you just nice to your neighbor the other 11 months of the year? Yeah, yeah. I mean, why not just be nice to everybody all the time? And honestly, you're not going to convince me to buy your product, because inflation's so high right now. I'm pretty much stuck on a budget of getting what I need. Folks, have you seen the numbers out for this July 4th? I know everybody's rushing out to get to the grocery store, to get to the barbecues, and prepare to cook for others, whether it be big or small. And the numbers are just incredible out there. Of course, gas year over year is up at least $2 a gallon, so it's more expensive to get to the grocery store and back. And then you have just a laundry list of items that we're seeing double-digit inflation on a lot of things. Listen to this from ABC News.
As Americans prep to throw Lady Liberty a birthday party, sticker shock on barbecue costs. New data shows ground beef prices soaring 36%, pork and beans up 33%, and even homemade potato salad up 19%.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just the beginning of it. Chicken's up about 33%, pork chops up 30%. It doesn't matter what meat that you want.
Hot dogs.
I mean, that's it's, what I'm getting. It's combinations of meat. Yeah, absolutely up, you know, 15, 20 plus percent.
I try not to think about it.
Oh, yeah.
I like the Hebrew International brand.
You just enjoy them. You just go for it, right?
Yes, you do.
Cook them till they're done. Enjoy them. But no matter what meat, you're looking at least 20 to 30% increase on prices. You got lemonade up 22%. Then you've got 10% ice cream's up 10%, which is fitting because that's Biden's favorite favorite food is
true.
Cream. 10% for
Pelosi.
The big guy.
Oh yeah, and Nancy Pelosi. Remember, she's got her massive ice cream freezer at home.
Yeah,
can't forget about that.
Can she even open her mouth far enough open to even enjoy ice cream? I thought maybe she just let it set out at room temperature and just enjoyed a milkshake.
There is this like perfect temperature for ice cream though. You either love it like fresh out of the freezer where it's super hard, or you know when it starts to get just a little softer. That's the best. That's my favorite. Anyway, that was a side note.
No, that's a thing though.
It is a thing. That's why I'm like, you know,
with multiple people in a household, that is truly a thing. Is how frozen ice cream needs to be. Does it need to be like rock hard frozen or soft? And even soft serve, if it feels a little icy to the, you know, to the taste, a lot of people are ice cream snobs, and I would count myself as one of them. I like that slight melt so I can scoop it out.
There you go.
Because I don't want to look like I'm not strong enough to scoop the ice cream out of the tub.
And then you bend the spoon unless you have a fancy scooper.
I'll even cheat and run the scooper under hot water so that it goes through.
A lot easier.
Yeah. Well, whether or not you like soft serve ice cream a certain way or particular flavors, regardless, inflation is hitting the U.S. and it is at an incredible rate. Remember last year when Jen Psaki came out and said the cost of a 4th of July meal is down 16 cents?
I remember that.
And
that
was
like they were like, oh, look at us. And we're like, guys, the cost of everything else is way up, so it all balances out. Don't you worry.
Yeah, and here's the big kicker on this too, because travel is actually amongst the biggest rate increases. Vacations and travel, according to the Farm Bureau, prices are up 60% since last year. So you can't. It costs you even more to get away, to forget about how pricey everything is, to forget how much everything stinks right now in the supply chain. It costs you a lot more just to go forget.
Yeah, which is even more frustrating.
Yeah, it is. And then, of course, energy prices are way up too.
Yes.
So there, it is hard to.
It's hot, and this is the time of year. It's already more expensive to keep your house cool.
Yeah. So. It, all across America, there's a lot to be really disheartened by these prices, and they're self-inflicted. I mean, we're still trying to get answers, Grace. Remember baby formula? That used to be the end thing to talk about. Parents are still having a very tough time.
I've seen multiple stories about that. It's like that suddenly, I don't know exactly the timing, but it kind of just disappeared in the news, but it's still going on.
If I'm a Democrat, it's a great racket. You create so much misery and so many different problems that people forget about the last one because there's a new misery.
I feel like Roe v. Wade, when that dropped, that was kind of when the baby formula shortage just went into the background, which is kind of ironic.
Well, yeah, if anything, it should be exacerbated because you're going to have more babies that are going to need food. It's utterly incredible. But they do have a good racket on the left, though. If you just can continue to create crises, you can't linger on one too long because you have too many plates spinning.
It reminds me of a dog like squirrel, 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 and you get like whiplash. You're like, dude, chill.
It's like, hey, look, a butterfly. No, that's how our country's being run right now.
Basically,
it is just we're gonna sort of give you a halfway answer on what the problems are in the country. Then listen to this on inflation. We've got a clip for you, and this is from Biden's economic council head, and he's talking about, of all things, inflation. But the interesting thing is he's telling you exactly what's going down, and then he's saying the unspoken part out loud, and then immediately gives you the presidential line as if everything is hunky-dory. So listen to this clip on our economic council leader, who is telling you exactly how this is a man-made intentional problem. And then in the next sentence, it tells you everything's not so bad. Listen to this.
Well, what do you say to those families who say, listen, we can't afford to pay $4.85 a gallon for months, if not years? This is just not sustainable.
Well, what you heard from the president today was a clear articulation of the stakes. This is about the future of the liberal world order, and Whoa. We have to stand firm. But at the same time, what I'd say to that family and to Americans across the country is you have a president administration that is going to do everything in its power to blunt those price increases and bring those prices down.
Okay, let's break that down by half. That's White House economic advisor Brian Deese. He's telling you about a liberal world order. That sounds like a wrestling tag team or a wrestling gang, but it is a real thing. He's telling you out loud that this is all part of the plan to make you miserable, to buy in to green energy, to buy into their economic policies, but then in the next breath telling you that it's really not so bad. And it's a very complex statement. But it's nice to be able to catch them saying that out loud. And I'm just wondering if he got a talking to when he got back to his office for saying the truth out loud. And let me tell you, folks, when the left tells you the truth, believe them, because they will tell you exactly what they're going to do. And we're at a point now where they're not ashamed about it. There is no moderating. There is no Bill Clinton coming to the center or trying to pretend he's coming to the center. It is an all-out assault because they're in a race for this November to get everything in. I guess you could even say until everyone has been sworn in into Congress. They're in a race to get everything in their agenda shoved down your throat to do enough damage. Because they know in November, yeah, a change is likely coming in a red wave. But until then, let's inflict as much punishment as we possibly can on the American people. And let's see how much of this medicine they're willing to swallow. And wouldn't you know it, right on the cusp of July 4th, where we celebrate our independence, we've got the Biden administration talking about a liberal world order where we're celebrating our independence. They're talking about getting together with a one world order, a one world government. And it's disheartening. But you know what? We got a chance to stand up. We got a chance to fight back. And that is at the ballot box, folks. It is Independence Day weekend, and it wouldn't be Independence Day weekend without a bit of trivia. And I've got the key to the prize closet. And you know what? It's time to give away a copy of Todd Starnes' Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. Our phone number is 844-747-8868. Here's your trivia question for Independence Day. And no, it's not about the movie with Will Smith. No, I'm talking about the actual Independence Day. Who was the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence? Who was the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence? First correct answer at 844-747-8868 wins the Todd Starnes book. And no, don't say Alexander Hamilton just because he's got a musical. It's Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome back. Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes, 844-747-8868. Happy Independence Day weekend. I hope you are getting off to a rip-roaring start. We're having a great time with you today. Folks, towels just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but then you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, Mike Lindell at MyPillow found out around 2006. Towels change forever when he got a bright idea. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. He found the best towel company right here in the USA, and they have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Here's the great deal. You get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent, and they stay that way. They're regularly $109.99, now on sale for $39.99. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials and get the deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Enter promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. Thank you, Mike Lindell. We are playing trivia on the Todd Starnes show this afternoon, and it's Independence Day trivia. So it's very simply, who's the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence? 844-747-8868. All right here in our flagship station town of Memphis, Tennessee on KWAM. Ken, who's the first to sign the Declaration of Independence?
John Adams.
Ken, I am sorry. It was not John Adams, but he set up one heck of a post office, though. All right, 844-747-8868. We go to Chuck in Gainesville on WDUN. Chuck, who was the first to sign the Declaration of Independence?
Can I change the answer that I gave Grace?
I don't know what you told Grace, so you tell me.
Okay, I'm going to go with John Hancock.
Chuck, you are absolutely right. Now, I have to ask you, was that your original answer, or were you going to go with something else? You've already won the prize, so honesty is...
I thought Thomas Jefferson, and if I had to stick with that, I was going to go with it, but I want to be honest with you.
No, honesty's the best policy, and absolutely, yeah, you know, you can change your answer. You know what? In America, First Amendment rights, baby. I'm all for that. You are the winner of the Todd Starnes book, Our Daily Biscuit. Chuck, how are you celebrating Independence Day?
Oh, spending time with family.
Oh, man, you gotta love that. Is there anything on the menu worth mentioning?
Probably just the standard hamburgers, hot dogs, and just the hanging out on the back deck, you know, and
what,
all that.
All I guess I need to ask is, what time y'all getting together?
We can adjust it around your schedule. How about that?
All right. Well, I make it down to Georgia from time to time. Chuck, stay on the line. We're going to get your information. Congratulations. Want to wish you and your family and everybody out on the deck a happy Independence Day holiday weekend. We sure do appreciate y'all so much. And we'll knock out some more trivia later in the program, too. I think that'll be good. But Chuck in Gainesville got it. How about that, though? Honesty is the best policy. He heard a wrong answer, and he's like, well, I'm gonna make a last-minute audible there. And that's okay. I'm a freedom of speech believer all the way.
That's me on most. When I had to take tests in school, I was really bad at second-guessing my answer, but it was a good thing he did this time.
Yeah, because
it normally wasn't good for me, but it worked for Chuck.
Yeah, he worked out there. Usually I go with B on the standardized tests.
Why B?
I don't know, but I stuck with it. I stuck with it.
Consistency is key. And I've gotten to get it right at some point.
I don't know if it helped me get higher points on the SAT, but I have a happy home life, and I love what I do for a living, so I guess that in itself is good enough for sure. But we'll have more trivia coming up in just a bit. Grace, what's the deal with this Halsey girl? What's the deal with
she's a bitter woman.
What? Yeah.
That's what I think.
Because she had a show in Arizona earlier this week, and then has her platform on abortion, and then people that are pro-life just started milling on out of the building.
What really makes me upset about this, just thinking from, like, okay, I'm going to a concert tonight, and I bought these tickets way in advance, and if I went to the concert and then had, you know, on either side, just like basically a political speech in the middle of the concert and chanting, I would be really, really mad. But this girl is Halsey. She's very popular among people my age. So she had a pretty big crowd there. And then she just goes off on this tirade about abortion. And I'm like, nobody paid to hear your opinion on this. They want to hear you sing because you're talented.
Well, and then she starts chastising those that are leaving.
Yes.
That don't want to hear her screed.
And those, again, those people paid money. I'd ask for a refund.
And probably, given the pandemic and different, you know, rules and regulations in municipalities, people may have bought these tickets like 1 or 2 years ago. Maybe this is a rescheduled concert, but at the very least, months ago, maybe it was a birthday present or just some sort of special graduation gift. Yep. And then you got to listen to that nonsense.
I would be really mad.
When I go to a sporting event or I go to a concert, I just want to go enjoy that. But she mocked people that feel that way.
Yes. And it's one thing on her personal Instagram if she wants to go off about it. But like at a concert that I paid for, no thank you. I would be asking for a refund.
And you're not going to get it. I mean, she's got you right where she wants you. She's got your money. And then she mocks you for walking out.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes but I guess you find out where people's line are, right? You find exactly where it is. So. All right. Well, Halsey, sorry about that. You know, hey, you know, you're going to lose fans over that. I think
she will. I think she definitely will.
Yeah.
I mean, no one wants to be yelled at when they go to a concert.
No. Nobody wants to be preached to. Well, you want to be preached to when you go to church.
Well, yeah, the church, not a concert.
Yeah, not when you go to a concert. Exactly right. All right, 844-747-8868. A recent Fox News Channel poll says only 39% of Americans are proud to be an American. Are you proud to be an American? We'd love to hear from you. And why are you proud to be an American? It's Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes, 844-747-8868.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Welcome back. Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes. 844-747-8868. Independence Day weekend. Glad you could join us. I hope you will have a feast. I hope you'll get to have a good time with friends and family. And I hope you'll take a moment to give thanks for this wonderful country that we call home here in the good old U.S. of A. Joining me now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, we say hello to the president, the Convention of States. We say hello once again to Mark Meckler. Mark, thanks for joining me on the Todd Starnes Show. How are you?
I'm good. Great to be with you today.
Mark, there has been a series of victories in the Supreme Court for America and for conservatives. However, just a few days ago, in the last 24 to 48 hours, Americans are wringing their hands over a victory that was handed to Joe Biden regarding the Remain in Mexico policy.
Yeah, it is absolutely frustrating. And basically, just in summary for folks, what it says is, President Trump had put into place something called the Remain in Mexico policy, which required somebody who was applying for asylum in the United States to remain in Mexico while that asylum determination was being made. And that resulted in the turn back, as far as we know, of at least 70,000 people who otherwise would have been brought into the country and released pending their hearings, most of them never to show up for those hearings. Unfortunately, what the Supreme Court said is that the Biden administration had the right to and did reverse that policy, and that was totally supportable under the law. I'm going to say something that a lot of conservatives won't like. I think that the Supreme Court got this one right, unfortunately. Sometimes we get the right result legally, and we don't like the result from a policy perspective, but I actually think they got this one correct. I think this was a discretionary policy that was put into place, and I think the Biden administration had the right to reverse it.
Now, legislating from the bench is a bad thing, but also the flood of illegal immigrants coming into the country is a bad thing. What do you see would be the alternative? Because you don't want the overreaching of powers, but you also want to secure our border.
Yeah, so I think there's a couple of things. I mean, one, procedurally, it's important to remember that this case is not over. And a lot of times when things happen at the Supreme Court, we think that's the final word. But the court actually sent it back to the lower court. And what the lower court's going to look at now is whether, when the Biden administration took the action that they did, that they followed what's called the Administrative Procedures Act. And without getting too technical, it just means there's a whole process that they're required to do when they change administrative procedures. And I think there's a pretty good argument that they didn't follow that. So we could see this sort of seesaw back and forth where they didn't actually follow the rules in implementing new rules. And so those rules get suspended again, and we get remain in Mexico again. So I don't think this one's dead and over. I think the real answer is this is on Congress. And if people are frustrated by what's going on at our borders, Congress needs to act. I think we're going to see a completely different Congress after November. And I think it's going to be a Congress that is dedicated to securing our borders. The majority of American people want the borders secured. And that's where this stuff should come from. It shouldn't come from the judiciary. It shouldn't be unilateral actions by the executive either.
Are you confident, Mark, that an incoming Congress, a red wave, and hopefully a conservative red wave, has the fortitude to do this? Because I know since the Bush administration, I mean, we've had at least 15 years since the wall has been supposedly funded, but we're only partly done.
Is that a trick question?
No.
I mean, I say that because I never have confidence in Republicans to do the right thing when they take Congress. And I don't think anybody should. I think the only way we get it done is we force them to do it. It takes outside pressure. I'm a little bit more hopeful than usual because the numbers are so strong across the board in favor of border security right now that I think Republicans might get forced into it this time. But no, I'm never confident in Republicans when they take power.
Mark Meckler is joining us on the Todd Stern Show, president of the Convention of States. Mark, Roe versus Wade, the overturning a massive decision, sending everything back to the states. But I think that was just the end of the beginning, because now we're seeing in states, even neighboring state from our flagship station down in Mississippi, now we're seeing battles there, battles in Florida and elsewhere to try to stop that at the state level. Never mind the fact that Joe Biden has gone overseas and said that they need to codify Roe versus Wade in Congress.
Yeah, so I think there's a couple of layers there we should discuss. One is Congress, and do they have the right to codify Roe versus Wade? And the answer is clearly no. They just don't have the right to reach into the states like that. And if that gets done, if states start doing, or if Congress does that, and so it limits the states' rights, look, you're going to go to the same Supreme Court that just decided Dobbs. And this is a Supreme Court that seems to be tilting heavily in the favor of federalism, heavily against federal centralized power. So there, I think there's zero chance that gets upheld. I also think we have to note that Manchin and Sinema just said that they're not in favor of getting rid of the filibuster to pass something like that. So there's zero chance we get to cloture in the Senate. There'll never be a vote on that. And so I wouldn't worry about that. I think the real fight is now at the state level. I think there are some efforts taking place in cities and in states to prevent this from going into force, full force and effect, now that Roe has been overturned and Dobbs is the law of the land. Those fights are going to take place there. And I think strategically, states should focus on what we call the bottleneck. There are places that we can really push where we could simply outlaw abortion in a way that works. In other words, if you do it at the provider level, doctors are the real bottleneck in abortion, the abortion providers, the abortion clinics. If you make what they do criminally illegal and you enforce that against them, we'll see that there won't be abortions in those states because the doctors and the medical practitioners aren't going to be willing to take those risks.
And what I'm hearing you saying is for our listeners, it is more important than ever to be engaged at the grassroots level, at the state level, because the state legislatures and even in closer into the municipalities can really shut this down and put the pressure on the doctors to cease these and to put a stop to this once and for all.
Absolutely. And from my perspective, this is my life's work, which is telling citizens you need to be engaged and this is on you. And so for many, many decades, we've had people in the pro-life movement having to fight this fight at the federal level. It's much harder. It's not where the fight should be had. It's not where the citizens have the most power. Now it's right at home, right where you live, whether you live in Mississippi or Texas or New York or wherever. The fight is coming to your neighborhood. this is time for you to be engaged if this is an important issue to you.
You know, it's been a minute since you and I have talked on air, Mark. Do you feel like there is an awakening in America, that mama bears and papa bears are starting to get engaged, that the pendulum might be slowing down and swinging back the other way?
I think there is. I think there's a radical awakening taking place on many levels. You know, I was one of the original folks in the Tea Party movement, built the Tea Party Patriots. That was a big wave election back in 2010. It was a big movement. I think this is more important and bigger. And the reason I say that is not just because of the size and scope of it, but it's the age of the participants. If I think back to the Tea Party movement, I'm 60 now, I was about 50 when that was going on. I was young for the Tea Party movement. It was, you know, 50 and up. If you look at the movement taking place today, it's parents with school-age kids. They're 25, 30, 35, 40 years old. That's going to have a long tail to it. And these people are ferociously defending their children. It's not about posterity. It's about my kids right now being sexualized, being taught racist tenets. Parents are angry. They're rising up and they're getting engaged in politics. They're going to be engaged in politics for the next 30 or 40 years. So I think this is a sea change in American politics.
Folks, go to our show blog at toddstarnes.com. We've got a link to the Convention of States where Mark Meckler is president. They do amazing work. Give them a follow and find out how you can get involved at the grassroots level as well. Mark, always a pleasure. What's on the table this weekend for Independence Day?
Man, we're going to set off a lot of fireworks. I moved to Texas three years ago from California. I didn't realize what fireworks actually were. When we bought our first box of fireworks and started shooting off rockets, I thought, man, now I know what the 4th of July is all about. So we're going to remember how we founded the country. We're going to drink some beers and shoot off some really good fireworks and listen to some country music.
Five words that embody my weekend. Buy one, get 12 free.
I'm with you, brother.
All right, Mark Meckler, happy Independence Day. Have a great weekend.
God bless you. You too.
Thank you. There's our pal Mark Meckler from Convention of States. He's the president. Go to the show blog and find out about all the terrific work that they do there. Hey, why don't we do a little more trivia, Grace Baker? How do you feel about that? And I know I've got another in my stack here somewhere.
This is the only time we're okay with, like, giving stuff away for free. I guess you could say we're being socialists this one time. But
no, we're cheerful givers.
There you go.
They've been paid for.
That's true.
No.
But we're giving them away. We're sharing.
But not by coercion. We're doing it of our own free will.
And we're happy to do it. Some long weekend, holiday weekend reading.
Yeah.
This is the stuff.
All right. Let's do another one on the Declaration of Independence here. And the first person with the correct answer wins a copy of Culture Jihad from Todd Starnes. And it is one of the best books out of the library. And all of them are great. But here's your trivia question. What city were the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution signed? What city were the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution signed? 844-747-8868. Call now. Your chance to pick up a copy of Culture Jihad, courtesy of Todd Starnes. He's not even here today, and he's giving like crazy. It's Tim Van Horn in for Todd.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show. Tim Van Horn in for Todd. Our phone number 844-747-8868. Boy, what a, just I you know what? I even though the weekend comes a little bit more than an hour from now for the staff here, I'm already feeling the weekend. I'm feeling the love. I'm excited. Family time, the cookouts, and the fellowship. It's going to be amazing this weekend to give thanks for all that we are blessed with. And we want to bless you, the Todd Starnes listener, with a copy of his book, Culture Jihad. And we want to do that right now. We got a trivia question for Independence Day. And here you go. The first person to correctly answer, call in and win. What city were the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution signed? 844-747-8868. We go to Chris, who's listening in Atlanta on WDUN. Chris, what city were the Declaration of Independence and Constitution signed?
I believe it would be Philadelphia.
That rings a bell to me. You are correct. Yeah.
I feel it the weekend myself.
Yeah, congratulations. You pick up a copy of Culture Jihad, one of the great Todd Starnes books. You are a winner. And what's happening in Atlanta today? Have you already started your Independence Day weekend?
Not yet. Still working.
All right. What do you have anything particularly planned? Anything on the menu that you either making or hoping for?
A pool party cookout and fireworks.
Yeah, that says America. That says America to me. A pool party and a cookout cannot beat that, my man. Well, Chris, thank you for listening, and we appreciate you. Congratulations. Stay on the line, and we will connect you with a copy of Todd Starnes' great book. We'll get that shipped off to you, thanks to one of our other founding fathers, Ben Franklin. Of course, he's the original post. He's the OG postmaster out there, and he is the man. All right, I think I may take in a movie this weekend, Grace. I've got a kid, so I'm kind of torn on what do I want to see.
You gotta be real careful nowadays, Tim.
I still haven't seen Top Gun Maverick.
Haven't seen the first one.
Oh, you totally need to.
Well, I think that's going to be my... It's on Amazon Prime, and my husband hasn't seen it either. So I think we're going to watch that this weekend. I think that's going to be our weekend movie. It's very patriotic.
Catch up on that one.
Yeah.
I think I want to go see Top Gun Maverick. I haven't had a chance to see that. I'd love to find something to take my kid to.
Yeah, maybe not Top Gun.
Not Top Gun, but definitely not Lightyear either.
No.
The Toy Story spinoff for multiple reasons. One, Disney and Pixar continue to get woker and woker, but why do I want to go see Lightyear when Tim Allen's not even in the stinking movie?
I know. I do love Chris Evans, but he's no Tim Allen when it comes to Buzz Lightyear.
No.
And there's been a lot of uproar about that. Also, I've just straight up heard the movie's not very good. We know there are two girls that kiss each other in the movie.
That's another issue. Why is that even necessary?
I don't know.
You know, they snuck a kiss like that into Star Wars Rise of Skywalker at the very end of the movie.
I didn't even notice it till someone pointed it out to me.
And they clipped out that part so that the movie could be shown in China.
Yep.
But they've done it for Lightyear. There is no Tim Allen. You've got the lesbian kiss that's in the movie. Again, if you have an animated film, there should be an expectation of non-sexual overtones in the film.
I will make a quick suggestion for you. The new Minions movie came out today, and so far, Illumination, DreamWorks has not gone woke. So, parents, that's what I'd go see.
And my daughter loves those films.
I love that. They're so funny, and they're wholesome, and there's nothing sexual about them.
Yet.
Not yet, except maybe. I think one of the little Minions puts on a little coconut bikini at some point, but it's all in good fun.
And Steve Carell can act. I love Steve Carell. I don't like the fact that he bails out rioters, that he contributes to those funds, but I do appreciate the fact that he does make good, pretty wholesome kids movies.
He does.
I do appreciate that fact.
Yes.
And I can separate that.
Yes. And going back to Lightyear, Tim, there's been a lot of people that have been upset. I haven't been particularly upset about that. I was way more focused on the two chicks kissing in the kids movie. But because some argue, well, the Lightyear movie is focused on the character that the toy was based off of. I feel like we're like splitting hairs at this point. I mean, I can see that argument, but I'm also just like, I'm surprised they did. But then it sounds like Tim Allen isn't bitter about it. He's just kind of like, it's just a separate thing. And he is starring in a Disney TV show, the Santa Claus. They're doing a show.
For now.
We'll see. But
Gina Carano. You got to remember Gina Carano got dumped from the Star Wars series.
And Tim Allen's never shied away from the fact that he's fairly right-leaning for the most part. And he's pretty open about it.
And he brings up another good point, too. How can you have a Buzz Lightyear movie or anything Toy Story themed without having Woody?
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised they didn't. I haven't seen the movie, but I assume there's no like cameos in there or nods to that. That would make sense, and I think people would like that because as we've seen with like Spider-Man No Way Home and these other films, I mean, you can play off nostalgia. You can only play off it so far, as we see in Jurassic World, because that movie I've also heard is not very good. But I just don't understand why Disney and Pixar feels like they've got to make a statement in every movie now, because as we discussed a few days ago, another show that Disney Pixar is coming out with called Baymax, based off of Big Hero 6, they got a scene where a robot's looking for lady products. It's very awkward.
Goodness.
And
that's where the tampon shortage is. It's with the men claiming to be women, and it's all the robots.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, they're putting lady products in men's restrooms. It's like, well, I'm gonna have to go over there and steal some,
And then they get caught up in the gears and then the repair shops. It's just nuts. No.
I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
Parts are not supposed to be.
Amen to that, sister. We're going to skip Lightyear just because there's no Tim Good Allen, move. There's no Woody, and
let's go see Minions.
I don't like being ambushed.
No,
I don't want to talk about or see anything about any sexuality when I go to a kids' movie.
Yeah,
stay
informed. Parents.
I mean, it's really that simple. 844-747-8868. Keep that number handy. We're going to call on you next hour. More trivia on the way and so much. Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Friday, America. Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes. Let me give you some numbers to remember and put in your speed dial. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free number. We're live in the Liberty University studios. Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes. And I'm looking across the way to, I don't know if the numbers statistically prove it, but I think Grace Baker is a genius because she told me this was going to be coming, and sure enough, it is. Of course, happy Independence Day weekend, everyone. And I'm referring to the misery that many Americans will be experiencing in their holiday travel. As right now in America, people are getting ready to cross the fruited plain and beyond to just enjoy some downtime that is given to us for Independence Day, that little respite, that little bit of a break. But as I look at statistics, Grace, and you said, sure enough, those numbers would climb today. And we've got over 19,000, we're almost to 20,000 flight delays. And we're just into the early afternoon hours on the East Coast. I mean, these numbers are incredible. And there have already been nearly 2,400 flight cancellations today alone. You would think that there was like a big winter storm, but it's not. It's the Biden policies that are crushing people's ability to go freely travel across the United States.
Yeah, I'm sorry to have predicted something so negative, Tim, but it's just reality right now.
You know, you don't tell us what we want to hear. You tell us what we need to hear.
Yes,
you are the beacon of truth.
Well, dang.
How do you like that for a job title?
Man, I like that,
put
Tim.
You're being real nice today.
It's the holiday. It's the holiday cheer, right?
Put it on your business card.
Oh, that's great. The beacon. What was it? The beacon of hope or
the beacon of truth?
Beacon of truth.
The beacon of truth.
I like it.
The Todd Starr Show. I love it too. But so many flight delays right now, and many of you are experiencing this. So I highly recommend you stream. You can go to toddstarns.com, and if you're out and about, if you're stranded and you're not near your local radio station, by all means, you can stream the Todd Starr Show anywhere, anytime. Take that with you because you may be waiting a long time. So pack your patience if you're out and about. And for those of you on the road, of course, you already know you're paying double in gas what you were last year. Those numbers are up, and inflation continues to push those numbers through. But we have such a shortage now. People are paying more because of fuel costs for airlines, Grace. And on top of that, because of vaccine mandates that were enacted by the Biden administration, we've lost so many pilots now that many of these airplanes – and I can see the sinking feeling in some people because I went on a trip a couple of weeks ago and was fortunate to have pilots for this. But you see people walking up to their gate and they see the plane there. It's like, oh, okay, we're leaving soon. And then comes the announcement.
The bad news.
They could not round up pilots to fly the plane.
It's insane.
It is absolutely insane because there are people more than willing to get out, spend their good money, even with the increase in cost because of fuel,
yes,
to get out and travel.
That's a good point.
But because of these mandates, they've run off so many good, hardworking Americans that have either just decided to go work for someone else, go do something altogether, and have just simply given up on working in the commercial airline industry, that now we're being punished by having a shorthanded staff. When we've already paid for our ticket, many people planning months in advance for a vacation and then getting last second notice like, well, sorry about that. You're going to have to rebook or we'll get you on another flight.
And if you're anything like me, I mean, when I have a vacation booked and it's booked, you know, it's not like I just take vacations very often. So when I've got one booked, you're looking forward to it. You're counting down the dates. And then for that to happen after you've paid for it and everything, it's just absolutely depressing.
It is exhibit number 1,562 of the Biden administration of self-inflicted wounds upon this country. It's things that we have done to ourselves, the failure to keep the pipelines open, to finish the Keystone pipeline. And by the way, on a side note, it looks like later this month, they're going to have some downtime on those Nord Stream pipelines for routine maintenance, which also means prices are going to possibly bump up even further on
gas.
That's
just depressing to think about, Tim.
It's on a weekend when we should be celebrating unity, celebrating our freedom, celebrating all the great things that we can do. We've got an administration that is limiting how we can travel. And I know we are very blessed to be here. But my problem is the fact that these are self-inflicted problems. And on top of that, we now have a situation that we are watching very carefully here, that the military could be losing tens of thousands of troops, just like the airline industry, due to a vaccine mandate. Grace, I thought the vaccine had jumped the shark, that we were beyond this. Now,
I had forgotten about it for a while, to be honest.
Once you have Anthony Fauci now getting COVID not once but twice in the same month after being triple masked, quadruple vaxxed, quadruple boosted, and he's catching COVID.
Yes.
Can we all at least agree that this is not going to stop COVID? I know we're still going under the wink wink. Well, thank goodness I got the vaccine, or it could have been a whole lot worse. But we're seeing some of our finest, our military, those that are willing to give all, even on a part-time basis now, they are now officially in a position where they can be booted from the military just like that. And they really have only had one real voice from the governor's office to stand up for them, and that is Glenn Youngkin out of Virginia. We're hearing absolutely nothing from our own governor here in the state of Tennessee, Bill Lee, which to me is not shocking, because if you've listened to Todd Starr's show regularly, we had a situation where a 7-month-old baby was being denied a spot on a heart transplant list because the hospital's transplant team did not like the fact that the parents had opted this child out of all vaccines. Now, while the governor could not have done anything legally, he could have used his bully pulpit, but he couldn't be bothered with that. And apparently he can't be bothered with saving what could be between 800 and 900 at last estimate of state's National Guardsmen from getting kicked out of the military. Again, it hasn't been done yet, but it can be done at a moment's notice. And here we are talking about it at a time when we should be celebrating what is great about our country, and that includes our military. This country was built on the blood of those who have sacrificed everything in the name of freedom. And those people, this generation that's willing to fight for us, willing to take bullets, willing to take bombs, are going to get kicked out because they're not willing to take a jab on a vaccine that doesn't necessarily help you much, if at all. It could even do you some harm, and on a disease in which you can build natural immunity. That's where our Biden administration sits right now. 844-747-8868. Nonetheless, I'm proud to be an American, but I'm in the minority. A Fox News Channel poll says only 39% of Americans, compared to 51% just 4 years ago, are proud to be an American. 61% taken in this poll said no, they're not proud to be an American. Are you proud to be an American? And if so, why? 844-747-8868. It's Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, welcome back. Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes. Our phone number, 844-747-8868. We're in the Liberty University studios. We're so excited. It is Independence Day weekend. Thanks for taking us along for the ride. Joining us now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is from the Tennessee House of Representatives. We say welcome to the Todd Starnes Show to Representative Jerry Sexton. Mr. Sexton, thank you for joining me this afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you, Tim?
Doing very well. Before the break, I was talking about the tens of thousands, at least 40,000 unvaccinated National Guard members who are now at peril of being discharged at any given moment by the Biden administration because they refuse to take the coronavirus vaccine. I know that that number is 40,000. You're very concerned about this in the state of Tennessee.
Yes, I am. And let me just say kudos to those that stood up for their liberties, their rights, and what goes into their bodies. I'm just glad that they're saying, look, we live in America. It's a free land, and no one's going to make me do something like that. I stand with them, and I certainly want to do all that I can to help them.
And I know that you have already been doing some work behind the scenes. Earlier this week, you were part of a group that that presented a letter and a plea to the Commander-in-Chief of Tennessee's National Guard, and that would be Governor Bill Lee.
That is correct, and we delivered the petition to his office. Unfortunately, he was not there at the time, but we did ask for a meeting with him. I don't know what, as governor, that he can do, but I do know that he can do something. And, you know, say, no, we're not going to do that. You're not going to put Tennessee at risk of losing some of our guardsmen and the safety of our state. We just refuse to do that, and tell him to take that and do whatever he wants to with it, but we're not going to do it.
I think this would go for most states around the country. The National Guard is very important And we think of them when it comes to Antifa and BLM, when things get out of order, to be able to call in. But even on just a day-to-day basis, to be at the ready when natural disasters happen, such as tornadoes and forest fires in the Smokies.
Oh, yes. And, you know, to just think that they're ready anytime the governor calls on a moment's notice, they're ready and they're there. And we drag our feet when it comes to standing up for them. Look, I don't get it. I don't understand it. And I personally am going to lift my voice to say we're not going to do it. We are the volunteer state, and we might volunteer to take a jab, but we're not going to let anybody make us do it.
And are you surprised that Governor Bill Lee has hardly said a peep, if anything, about this?
I am very surprised and very disappointed that he's not stood up and at least put out a statement that says how much he supports them and he's going to do all that he can. I don't know why that he hasn't done that. I don't want to speak for him. I know he's a good man with a good heart, but on this subject, it's very disconcerting.
At the very least, wouldn't it mean something if he used the bully pulpit?
Absolutely. And that's what we have to do in these times. We can't sit back and use diplomacy when they're shoving everything down our throats. We have to stand up and say, we're not going to do it. We stand for our freedoms, our liberties, and you're not going to get away with this. But, you know, we like sheep just march to the slaughter, and I say, I've had enough. I hope the governor has, but I'd love for him to come out and take a stand against it.
Tennessee Representative Jerry Sexton is joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And Mr. Sexton, is there anything that the state legislature can do in the meantime?
Well, I asked at that time that we delivered the petition, I asked them to let the governor know that we would like to call a special session and discuss what that we could do in behalf of this. I think it's an emergency. It's an emergency for our state to keep our National Guard intact as it is. And so I asked for a special session. Certainly, we can do something. Now, I can't give you the details of what that is, but collectively we can get together and come up with something and do it in behalf of all these men and women.
Now, you are a representative of Tennessee, but I'm going to ask you this because I think this question holds valid for all 50 states. What can the folks in our audience, what can the patriots in our audience do to help you and help their elected officials put pressure on the Biden administration and even if need be on the state to have the backs of these people that have volunteered to give their lives for our country?
Well, I wish that we would just flood the phone lines to our congressmen and our senators and on the federal side as well as on the state side and let them know. I know that the vast majority of Tennesseans stand with us on this issue. And when we go to the ballot box, I wish we would know our candidates and vote in truly conservative. They run on conservative principles, but when they get there to the state house or to the federal house, it seems like they just kind of melt into the establishment and all. We've got to have people that's willing to stand up and take a stand for, you know, we're a representative government. And what are we doing as representatives? We're certainly not representing the people like we should. And I wish that we would do this. The lobbyists, they buy you off, and we've got too many that go down that road. We need to stand for the people and let their voice be heard. That's what we're there for, to be their voice. And I've had situations where they would shut me up in committees or try to, and they're not shutting me up. They're trying to shut up 70,000 people that I represent. And I went to the Speaker of the House, Beth Harbor, once, and I said, I won't stand for it, calling for a press conference, tried to shut me up and let me speak in committee. And so that happens all the time. You know, just if we get more people that were true conservatives and wouldn't be bought off by the lobbyists, then we could see some things done. Our people need to demand of their elected officials that they stand for them.
And I think we lost Representative Jerry Sexton there, but you get the point. to call, flood the phone lines, he said, of your respective state legislators. Yes, he's in Tennessee, but what he said is a universal truth that goes all across the fruited plain. Contact your elected officials locally and your federal officials and stand with the tens of thousands in the National Guard that have said no to the jab. They're willing to take the bullets and the bombs, and they want to boot them out of the military just because they wouldn't take the jabs. Representative Jerry Sexton, we thank you for standing with the military. Appreciate that, and hopefully others will step forward and put pressure on their state and federal officials to do so. Again, thank you so much. We have one more copy of Todd Starnes, our daily biscuit to give away. Let's do some Independence Day holiday trivia. First correct answer will win a copy of our daily biscuit. And your trivia question, oh, this is a great one. What president was born on the 4th of July? It's just that simple. Which president was born on the 4th of July? Our phone number, 844-747-8868. This is some great trivia. I love this. And I didn't know the answer to this. Grace Baker, of course, a genius, comes up with all of these questions. I can't take the credit for it. But I can take credit for the fact it is a wonderful Friday here on the Todd Starnes Show. And I am thrilled to be here with you. Give us a call. Your chance to win that book, 844-747-8868. Which president was born on the 4th of July? He had a date with destiny, didn't he? Plenty more coming up. It's Tiffin Horn in for Todd Starnes.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Welcome back. It's the Todd Starnes Show. I'm Tim Van Horn in for Todd. He's got his feet propped up with some sweet tea somewhere. Well-deserved rest, no doubt about that. Our phone number, 844-747-8868. And it is trivia time for a copy of the Todd Starnes book, Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. And our trivia question, all of them today have had to do with Independence Day. And our question this hour, what president was born on the 4th of July? Our phone number, 844-747-8868. Let's go see if we can get the correct answer out of our friend Jack, who's calling in North Carolina from WHKP. Jack, which president was born on the 4th of July?
Calvin Coolidge.
That is correct. Absolutely. I was afraid that someone was going to say Thomas Jefferson, but Thomas Jefferson died on the 4th of July. So nice catch there, Jack. You are correct. You are the winner of the Todd Starnes book, Our Daily Biscuit. Happy Independence Day weekend to you. What are your plans?
Well, it looks like a steak on the 4th of July on the grill.
That sounds like a plan. Now, are you a well-done guy? Are you medium rare? How do you cook that steak, and what do you put on it?
Medium well, marinated just a little with Dale sauce, and that's it.
I love that. How do you do your Dales? Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. That is some yummy stuff to put on there for sure. Well, stay on the line, Jack. You are the winner of the Todd Starnes book, Our Daily Biscuit, and we'll get that out to you very, very shortly. Stay on the line, though, because we need to get your information. Congratulations, Jack, and congratulations to all of our contest winners today, as we were very fortunate. We had three Todd Starnes books to give away today, so that was absolutely fantastic. fantastic. Thanks for calling in and for doing that. Well, Grace, in other news, we are watching now. It looks like the border crisis is just going to continue to get even worse because despite the fact that there have been some good victories in the Supreme Court this session, we, of course, think about the football coach in Bremerton, Washington, who could pray at the football game. And that was a big victory. Obviously, the Dobbs versus Jackson Health case, which overturned Roe versus Wade and sent it back to the states, that was a big win. However, Joe Biden got a bone thrown to him with Remain in Mexico as he's able to now do whatever he wants regarding the immigrants that come through instead of sending them back into Mexico, can just release them and give them a summons or invite them to a court date or invite them to an ice cream social. Whatever Joe Biden wants to do now with these illegal immigrants, it's yet another firewall that has been tossed aside by the Biden administration. And, of course, Title 42 hangs perilously in the balance as he wants to let anybody and everybody across the U.S. border, and now it has become so bad in this country that every state is a border state, and it's all in the name of granting political asylum in many cases. Well, that's not the way it was written up for international rules. Rules say that if you're seeking political asylum, you can go to the first adjacent country that will take you in, and that's it. There is no obligation from the United States for people to travel through 2, 3, 4 different countries to get here. There is no moral obligation to take anyone. If anything, we're being imposed upon by people who could very well settle somewhere else, but because we are that shining beacon on the hill and we now have a government that has basically ripped out the turnstiles and says, come on in and we'll even pay for your health care, we'll pay for your transportation, and even pay for abortions now. We're seeing that out of the Biden administration, that now we're in a country where it is essentially come on in, and the non-citizen has as many, if not more, rights than the non-citizen has more rights than the citizen themselves do in this country. And that's going to continue to be the case. And hopefully there will be a red wave in November. Hopefully that will stem some of the tide at the border. But as Mark Meckler pointed out in a previous interview last hour, you know, the border wall's been funded. And he kind of chuckled as if I asked him a trick question of, will that border wall get built? Will there be the political will to do it? And says, you know, you can't always trust the politicians to do the right thing because the funding has been there now, Grace, for pretty close to 15, going on 16 years, where in the Bush administration, in his second term, that border wall was funded. I mean, how long does it take?
Gosh.
I mean, it only took them about 90 minutes to fence pretty much the U.S. Capitol
That's
up.
That's true.
How long does it take to put the border wall up?
It just feels like this is like the project that will never be finished. It's kind of like, you know, as a wife, when I send my husband off to do a project and then it gets done maybe a year later, it's done well when it's done. Well, but it took a lot longer than I would have liked for it
he
to.
He never said it was going to get done tomorrow.
Yes,
in
he
all
just said
fairness.
It would get done eventually. That's what it reminds me of.
I got to have your husband's back on this. The guys,
I know.
The guys
just
have to stick
it on
together.
Him. It's kind of a general trait I've seen, though.
Yeah.
Because my dad's the same way, so.
Well, you know, the weather, it's too hot.
There's always something, Tim.
Missing a part, got to go to the hardware store, pick up a part, which I've now used that. That is now my excuse to go find a new toy at the hardware store, to find a new tool.
Typical.
Oh, we need to do, oh, I don't have that part. I need to go.
I need some fresh beverages while I do the job.
Yeah, I need to have fresh beverages, and I need to have that brand new that brand new battery powered, you know, blower or the weed eater. I got to have that. And those are my new toys now.
Okay. Whatever you say.
That's kind of my thing, but you know, if we're going to do it, we should be rewarded with toys. That's just me. But this weekend I'm standing down from that. I still have a deck to stain, but I'm waiting on a pool liner. Did I tell you about this? I got my pool liner ripped. I thought
this happened like a while ago.
No, it was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
No.
You've got bad luck when it comes to this.
I had 18,000 gallons of salt water leak into my yard, and we just started a garden this year.
Well, that's depressing. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what we did? We sandbagged around the garden, and the water flowed around, and it saved our jalapenos and our bell peppers.
Well, those are the most important ones anyway.
Yeah, I think so. Now, the onions, not so much. A little bit of a salty flavor to the jalapenos, but, you know, hey, what can you do, Grace?
That's okay.
But, no, we have a deck to be stained, and I've been slowly but surely getting around to buying the stain and doing it. We do those things ourselves. We don't hire out.
Fair enough.
It's just what we do. So what? So for the holiday weekend, what's on the docket for you guys?
Well, I'm going to, like I said, a concert tonight, and then Sunday we're doing our celebration, because you know on a Monday you've got work the next day. You know, you don't want to do anything too late, so we're having a pool party. And I've still got to go to the grocery store. I'm dreading going to the grocery store because of how expensive everything is and also how chaotic it's going to be. I think I'm going to go Saturday morning. I don't know how that's going to go, but I got to get the hot dogs, got to get the buns. My friends are taking care of some other stuff, so it's not too bad for me.
You're part of a big family, so do you visit for the Independence Day weekend, or do you have...
Well, actually, my family's not very big, but my in-laws, they have the big family.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean,
No, so all my family's here in town is what I was saying. So I think we're going to do something with them on Monday. But my dad's the big cook in our family, so he'll be taking care of most of that. And I'll be like, what you need me to bring? That's all I'll say.
I think we're eating at the in-laws on Sunday.
Okay.
And then we're going to a parade on Monday, in which my wife and daughter and I accidentally were a part of last year. We showed up late and we started walking and we thought we were following a crowd. It was actually the back of the parade. So technically we were in a parade and we didn't even know it.
Nice. Now what about fireworks? You got the fireworks? I know they're so expensive. I mean, they've always been expensive, but now this year with inflation, it's even worse.
I
wonder how many people are actually shooting off fireworks.
That is a question to be determined later, because I stepped out in the hall here at KWAM and checked with the guys to see if we're still doing the second annual KWAM bottle rocket fight.
Wait, what? I've never been invited to this. Is it only guys?
No, we're not sexist.
Oh, okay.
No.
I had to ask.
No, but I'm trying to find out if that's still a go this year.
Oh.
But it's BYOG, bring your own goggles.
Oh.
We're all about safety first.
While
we assault each other. No, I'm kidding. We would never do that you know of. But that's our plans for the weekend. I think we're going to accidentally jump into a parade once again and then go eat some hot dogs and hamburgers.
Sounds like a good one.
Yeah. So and the weather's expected to be very nice here. So that's what we're doing. All right. We got plenty more coming up on the Todd Starnes Show. Our phone number, 844-747-8868. I'm going to give you one more chance. There's a Fox News Channel poll that is out. I'm scratching my head on this because this number's down 12% from just 4 years ago. Only 39% of people in America say they're proud to be an American. Are you proud to be an American? And if so, why? 844-747-8868. Your chance to get in and tell us why you're proud to be an American as we kick off Independence Day weekend. It's Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Howdy do! Welcome back to Todd Starnes Show. Tim Van Horn in for Todd. Our phone number, 844-747-8868. We're, of course, proudly broadcasting from the Liberty University's studios today as we get ready for Independence Day weekend. And quench that thirst and take care of your body. One of Todd's favorite sponsors, Life Change Tea, is having a big summer sale. Buy three, get one free. This summer, why not make the commitment to feel your very best? Life Change Tea is an amazing, natural, gentle cleanse that you can use daily for optimum gut health. You can drink it every single day, and it's the right combination of 12 herbs and comes in three delicious flavors. Natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. And Life Change Tea has been around since 2007, and it's made right here in the USA. It's easy to brew, keep in your fridge and drink daily. It's summertime, and it is the great, it's a great excuse to have a big old glass and do something for your health. It is delicious, it's good, and it's good for you. And that's why you should drink Life Change Tea daily. Go to GetTheTea.com to order yours today. Use the discount code Todd10 to get an additional $10 off plus free shipping. That's over $50 savings. That's GetTheTea.com and use the discount code T-O-D-D and the number 10 for an additional $10 off plus free shipping. Don't miss out. 844-747-8868. A Fox News Channel poll says only 39% of Americans feel proud to be an American. That is down 12% in just 5 years. It's absolutely incredible. Are you proud to be an American? And if so, why? 844-747-8868. We go to the phone lines in Maine. Edward, listening to WLOB. Hey, Edward, thanks for calling the Todd Starnes Show.
Yes.
And you're proud?
I'm proud to be an American.
Tell me all about it, Edward.
Well, my grandfather was in World War One. My father and three brothers were in World War Two, and four cousins. Four cousins didn't make it back, and two brothers didn't make it back. But they stood up for America, so that we could live free.
And let me tell you, that I can tell you our audience will say a great big thank you, because this country, its greatness was built on the sacrifice of others, and your family has played an amazing part in that. And it's because of what people have given up that we can enjoy what we have today, and it is certainly worth fighting for, isn't it, Edward?
Yes, it is.
Well,
it's too bad Mr. Biden didn't love the country as much as the rest of us do, because he downs it every time he gets out of the country.
He does, and I know for a fact, every time I come back from a trip from overseas or just heading out of the country on a cruise, when I get back on American soil, I thank God every single time, because you don't know what you have until it's missing, and there is no better place in America. Edward, thank you so much. I want to wish you a happy Independence Day weekend. 844-747-8868. Chris in Carville, listening to the flagship station, KWAM. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Tim. Thank you for taking my call. I'll answer my question first, but then I want to address the Fox poll. I think the Fox poll should have been done another way. But first of all, I'll say I'm proud to be an American, because God had a purpose for this country. He said, my people in England are being oppressed by the throne. I will give them a new land and a new opportunity. And with that opportunity, everyone in this land has the opportunity to work hard, become who they want to become, work where they want to work. We are a free nation. We are the light beacon of freedom in the world. God had a purpose for this world, not only for Christians, but for other people. So that's why I'm very proud to be an American. I can't imagine living in another country. I've always said, dear God, if I die, please let me come back as an American, and please, please don't let me be a woman. Women go through so many physical things with giving birth and all that other stuff. Whoa, I really have a great, immense respect for women and their pain tolerance.
Absolutely.
But anyway, absolutely.
I'm not a woman, but I come from one.
Exactly. but you know, Tim, really, I think maybe people took the Fox News poll wrong. I think because they are so embarrassed at what's going on, I think the Fox News poll should have said, are you, because of the current presidential administration and because of the current Congress in the United States of America, are you embarrassed to be an American? I would have said yes, for the simple fact that every day we lose standing in the world, our presidential administration and this Congress embarrasses our nation every single day, and it gets worse and worse. And so I'm proud to be an American, but right now I'm kind of a little bit embarrassed because of the antics that are going on within our Congress and within our federal government.
Very well put, Chris. Thank you for calling the Todd Starnes Show. I want to wish your family and you a happy Independence Day weekend. Jeff in Georgia on WDUN. I'm going to give you the last word on the Todd Starnes Show today. How you doing?
All right, sir. I'm not as proud as I used to be an American. Under like a Donald Trump, I was real proud that way. I mean, morals, he strengthened the morals. He gave strength to the church and helped them to stand up and be the church better. But under this administration now, I mean, they can't even meet their quotas in the military. People's not signing up. And it's because of the immorality that the Democrats are pushing on the American people. And it goes into the military. They put out good military people. But how many people would actually stand up and die for a country? And it's still the best ship afloat. I really believe that.
I think we are the best. Yeah, we are.
Yes.
We are, but now we're more worried about pronouns and jabs than we are going over and kicking butt and being number one. It's sad that it's that way, but I still think it's worth fighting for, and I think we can turn the tide, Jeff. Jeff in Georgia on WDUN, thank you so much. I want to wish you a wonderful, and everybody in the Todd Starnes audience today, a wonderful Independence Day weekend. God bless America. We have so many gifts, and yes, there are things that need fixing in this country, but you know what? If we stand together and we don't give up, we can swing the pendulum back the other way. Todd Starnes is back in next week. Thank you, Todd, for letting me sit in for you today. Have a great, safe Independence Day weekend, everybody, and we'll see you again real soon. Don't forget, you can get all the latest, greatest stories and all the great interviews at ToddStarnes.com. Bye-bye, everybody.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.